part of the history books, I suppose. I suppose if there is any comfort that comes from it, the referee has come out this week in the report that we've had back that both penalties should have been given as penalties, the one on Callum Robinson early in the second half, and then the one on Jermaine, obviously in injury time as well. So we always stress that it's a very difficult job to do, but two big decisions have ultimately cost us, because if you look at the first penalty as well on Callum, they go up the other end and score the second one, which obviously gives you a big mountain to climb when you're playing Newcastle. Did ever so well to get back into it, and then the second penalty gives you a point at the end of the game, which was the least we deserve. So it's difficult, and I suppose when you look over the course of the season, we haven't had a penalty given for us yet. So I'm crying that in now, and maybe our luck turns at the weekend and we get one or two. So it is part and parcel, but it's difficult to accept sometimes. It was more difficult to accept on the day when you thought that there were definite penalties then, and that was if we just had it confirmed this week from in the referee's report.
I know it's hypothetical, but had it been Rotherham visitors to Deepdale rather than Newcastle United, big club, big fan base, top of the table, might those penalties have been given? I'm not trying to sort you into trouble here.
Thanks. possible.
Shall we sidestep that one?
Yeah. You can answer it for me.
All right. You've taken 10 out of the last 15 points. You had a really tough set of fixtures during October. Yeah, you got all those points in the bag. How favourably do you think you've come out of that spell?
Well, I think we can be really pleased and get something out of the Newcastle game. It's an even better month. And we've just built off the first month of the season, our first seven or eight games as well, because as I keep saying all along, them first few games, 5-6, where we lost them, we were well and truly in them, and we were playing some decent enough stuff where we didn't get breaks, or we just didn't turn chances into goals. We've been doing that this, and we've gone back to being hard to beat, and we've been making sure that we give ourselves every opportunity to try and win a game like we did last year. So we have to do that against everybody, and any team in the Championship, and any team in the Premiership, League One, League Two, will tell you that you have to make sure that you do what's ever required to go and win a game, and that's defending your 18-yard box, mixing it up in midfield, playing short, long when you get a chance to play, and ultimately up top end of the pitch, make sure that you express yourselves and you take chances when they come along. So we've been working extremely hard right from pre-season, and we've got the rewards of that in this difficult month. Now we want to make sure that we don't finish this group of games on a defeat or a poor result and a poor performance, because a lot of hard work. So ultimately you just get Same amount of points if you're playing top of the league or a team that are near the bottom. And so we have to be, it's a big mental game for us, but we have to make sure that we're right, because we're no big time challengers or anything like that. We think we just have to stroll into town and we deserve to get 3 points. We have to make sure we earn that right. They've got a new manager there who's implementing his own ideas, an experienced manager. So we know what we need to do as a staff. The players have been told this morning how we need to play and what we need to do. And we'll go there in good spirits and try and finish this run of results off in a positive manner.
And they're absolutely desperate for points, aren't they? They're cut adrift at the bottom. So they'll be looking at this thinking, right, we have to try and win this. We've got to win this game on Saturday.
Well, I think Kenny's gone in there thinking that he's got a group of players that can get him results. He's got plenty of games still to go to turn it around. I think you saw Neil Warnock do it last year when he went into Rotherham. So they're not that many away. A couple of results can really lift the confidence. And the new manager coming in, it raises the bar with the players. They're all trying to impress. So we know what to expect on Saturday, because it's always a tough place to go in the first place. New manager in charge, or newish manager in charge, looking to get back to winning ways and get on a run which can get them up the division. So we're certainly aware of all these factors, and we will be working extremely hard to make sure that we do everything right and in our capabilities to go and win that game.
And they seem to be very close to getting a win last week at Ipswich, only to be denied very late on. Danny Ward scoring goals, is he a player you know well?
Yeah, I had Wardy at Huddersfield, and he's in decent run of form at this moment in time. And going to Ipswich last week and getting so close can just be the breaks that you don't get at the bottom of the division and you get at the top of the division. So they've got some players, they've gone back to basic stuff and trying to be hard and well organised through Kenny's teams that he's normally like. So again, we have to match the physical side of it. We have to play when we need to play and be ruthless in both boxes, which is just the case every game that you're involved in.
No Ben Pearson this week, unfortunately, through suspension, 5 yellows. How badly will you miss him?
Well, he's been a key player for us. I think his energy, his quality on the ball, his tenacity has been there for everybody to see. And I think he's probably been man of the match in nearly all these games that we've been involved in because of all them qualities that we've stressed. But, yeah, we're without Brownie as well, and John Welsh should be missing. So it's three players, three areas of the midfield that have gone. But ultimately, we've still got other players that are coming to do a job as well. So, yeah, it's disappointing, but it's part and parcel of football.
You have to maybe move Paul Gallagher inside and it creates an opportunity for somebody else to play wide, doesn't it?
Possibly.
You've got Marnik Vermeil, who nearly scored one of the goals of the season on Saturday. Away from scoring,
wasn't it? We've got players that can... We're adaptable. We can play whatever system I need to play because of the opportunity for other players to go into different positions. We've got one or two players that are coming back from injury as well. Like you said, Marnik's available and versatile. So, yeah, the players will know what they need to do on Saturday, and whoever gets that opportunity, it's up to them to make sure that they do enough to stay in the team for the Wolves game in a couple of weeks' time.
One of the other positives from last week was to see Jermaine Beckford on the score sheet. Lovely work at the byline by Cunningham, and a fairly simple finish. He put it on a plate for him, didn't he?
Well, there's question marks whether he actually put it in as well.
Really? Is there?
But being a striker, you're going to wheel away when you're close to bodies. So, but there's, look, I'm sure there's not, Jermaine won't be sort of arguing too much, but others might do. And it's just good to see him. We've done a lot of work with him this week. We've had another in-house game on Tuesday for him and others to get some more match fitness into them. So he's going to benefit. I don't think he's going to be 100% match fit for probably another 3-4 weeks yet because of the amount of games that he's missed and how many games he needs to get back up to that level. But just after you see him around, he gets in that 18-yard box, 6-yard box, and wants to score goals. So as many different options available for me is great as well. We've just had Stevie May was involved in them games on Tuesday, and we've got a couple one next week and a couple other games after that as in the following week. So he's making real good progress as well. And actually, Stevie scored a couple on Tuesday, so that's done him the world of good. Again, he's not going to be ready for another 4 weeks or so, but at least we're getting there with him as well.
Might he benefit from a loan move? I mean, January's not that far away, is it, really?
I've got no intentions of letting him out on loan. I think it'll be seeing where we are with everything over the next few months. Touch wood that you don't get injuries or anything like that, but you've got to keep as many bodies around you. But Stevie's worked so hard to get back to where he is now, and we'll keep working him and get the right time for him to come back into the first team squad. But he's making good progress, which is a psychologically massive thing for him.
Bobble hat's out again, it's getting cold, and the bike will be out soon as well, we understand. You're doing another charity bike ride?
Yeah, obviously for the prostate, from this time it's from Barnsley to Amsterdam, so I did it 2 summers ago. So preparations for that won't start till probably March time, given how cold it is round here. But yeah, it's just, again, trying to raise some money. I've got quite a few other events coming up for prostate that I'm going to be doing to try and raise the money. I think the group of us that have so far raised the money have got up to just over 60,000. We're trying to break over 100,000 come the summer. So I've got a gala ball as well lined up. So plenty of opportunities, but got to focus on the football rather than bike ride at this point in time.